This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Brandon Adams going to join us in about 20 minutes. Host of the
Rage
Daily Podcast. What's that?
The meanness. The coach's poll.
Oh, no.
Oh,
is he furious about the coach's poll?
No.
Hey, might be. You never know. Brandon's off. Look, here's the thing. You got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to muster up the emotion.
Yeah.
365 days a year when you're doing a Georgia football podcast 365 days a year. This is the easy time of year, though. The season's right around the corner. Yeah, they're at practice.
They give you stuff.
Yeah. Kirby's talking into microphones. The coach's poll is out. There's actually things to talk about. Brandon's fired up in April. You know? My favorite thing that Brandon does, and look, he does a great job on that podcast. It is a daily podcast for a football team that plays 3 months out of the year.
Yes.
Now, I understand that the passion is 365, and that's why he's able to do it. My favorite thing is, like, if somebody even has the slightest – it's not even an insult, but like the slightest inkling of not full respect for Georgia on like ESPN or SEC Network or whatever.
BA
plays the clip and he goes out.
Yep. BA don't play by them damn dogs.
No, he doesn't.
Not play by them damn dogs, man.
We'll talk to him in about 20 minutes or so, like we always do. On Tuesdays, we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up, and we'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes.
I know that it happened a couple of days ago. But I just saw it this morning because I was wondering, people were talking about Chaz, Chizm. And I was like, what the hell happened? And so I go back to the clip. What the hell are you doing? How do you get picked off? Like, that was just, like, what was he thinking?
I don't know.
He didn't see it. Uh-huh. Like, okay, so it was infield pop. He was on first base, right? He was on first base. And then, like, he was just standing there when the guy caught the ball, guy threw it back to first and got him out.
Oh, did he think it was three outs or something like that?
I don't know what he was thinking. That's why, like, did he think it was a third out or –
Head wasn't in the game, Randy.
He wasn't in the game, dog. I mean, but yeah, it was.
Okay, here we go. I got it.
Like, he can't play no more.
Well, I mean, Snit would pull him.
Yeah. But, I'm like, what?
Unless it was Kelnick.
Yeah, then they let him go. But, yeah, I'm like, what is this young man doing?
He wasn't paying attention.
He wasn't paying attention.
It's he didn't know. He didn't know the outs, obviously. I mean, he's standing there like a goof, and yeah, then he gets doubled off because he went. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
He can't play no more.
No,
he can't play no more for me. But yeah, I was like, did we talk about that? Did we mention the De'Aaron Fox extension?
Mm-mm.
We mentioned that. So yeah, De'Aaron Fox got the max extension yesterday, or the day before, whenever it was. And so now everybody's like, he didn't deserve it. Let's point out all the point guards that are better than De'Aaron Fox in the league now. It's like, come on. Why can't we just be happy, folks? Why can't you just be – not we. Why can't you just be happy, folks?
I don't know.
Man got all their bread.
I don't know. I mean, now – I mean, it is just an astounding amount of money.
It is.
Not to say that you should be mad at people for it, but that's the – I mean – that's the nature of professional basketball right now.
Yeah.
If you're really good, not even great, like if you're really good in the NBA right now, you're going to make $250 million.
Yes.
That's it. That's what it is. Like CJ McCollum is going to make $300 million in his NBA career.
Good for him.
Yeah. Hell yeah, good for him. He's a great guy. Great guy. Good player. Great guy.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Like, but no, I don't know.
You don't?
No. Because we should – be so lucky to be in a time when never mind, Randy, because they don't get out of that money.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I'm happy for all those guys.
Yeah, but it's just, oh, De'Aaron Fox, here's 10 point guards better than him.
And there are.
But so what? You know who didn't want to give, you know who wanted him? The San Antonio Spurs.
Uh-huh.
Somebody traded for him.
That's right.
That's why they viewed him and Wimby as a collection of players along with Castle and the other boys. To be an NBA championship, a championship-type contender. And he's going to be the point guard of that team.
Yep. That's all true. It's all true. Like, I mean, look, I'm with you. Like, I think that you're doing yourself a headache to worry about what player contracts are, especially in the NBA, because they're just so big. It just kind of is what it is. It's the nature of the beast in the NBA right now. But I also, we've talked about this, like, I only think there's probably five guys in the NBA that really should get max contracts,
right,
based on, like, the greatness levels and all right. that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I mean, God, there's a salary floor.
Yep.
Teams have to spend the money.
Yeah.
It's actually great.
Yeah. Like, baseball.
Baseball should have one. You know what I mean? Like, we don't talk about it in the NFL because every team is going to spend because you have to.
Right.
If you're going to have talent and you're going to spend and you're going to fill out your try to get to the salary cap. But like, I mean, I don't know. I'm glad. I don't know who the owner of the Spurs is, but he's got it.
I mean, RC's the general manager.
He's the GM or in the front office or whatever, but somebody owns it and he owns it because he's got it.
Yeah, man.
So what's the alternative? He doesn't pay him?
No. Like, I traded for him.
You know what I mean?
I traded for him. I gave him assets to get you.
Right. And the people aren't saying that like, that they shouldn't get paid. People are just saying, yeah, people are just hating is what they're doing.
That number.
They're hating. Just think about it like this.
Okay.
He got some billionaire's money.
Yes.
So that's good. That guy didn't need all that money.
Oh, unofficial depth chart.
Peter Holt. I don't know what Peter Holt does.
Unofficial depth chart, Andy, for the Giants, baby. Well, you can't transfer now. Jameis Winston, QB2.
Oh, all right.
Can't transfer over there, Jackson Dart.
No, you got to stay.
You got to stay over there. Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston. And it's crazy because Jameis is, I mean, they're reading the reports. Russell is looking really good.
Mm.
And him and old Malik Nabers have a connection out of this world.
So, okay.
Yeah, keep throwing him damn ball.
Yep.
I would because he's a special damn football
player. He's a very good player. I don't, you know, who knows? Maybe the Giants will catch lightning in a bottle.
No.
I don't foresee that being
Well, I mean,
that big of a deal.
That defensive line is going to keep them in game.
Yeah, defensive line's good.
That defensive line is going to keep them with Dexter and Thibodeau, who I think.
Who knows? Yeah. If he can stay healthy, who knows? I don't know.
But they got Brian Burns and they got Abdul. Yeah. They got some, they can get after
him. Yeah, no, they're gonna get to the quarterback for
sure.
They
score points.
I don't know. it's been a while now since Russell Wilson was a productive quarterback in the NFL.
Yes.
He loves taking sacks, man. Just taking all the sacks. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I am not a 7-on-7 guy. I think it's unrealistic for the quarterback. I think it's unrealistic for the DBs. I think it's unrealistic for the coverage. You will see some 7-on-7 coming up because there are different coaches that have different points of opinion on that. But I'm not a 7-on-7 guy. I love for the quarterbacks to feel the collapsing of the pocket or to get comfortable in the pocket. And I think that's a major part for us and a major part of how we grow. I got a bunch of coaches on my staff that are very like-minded. And that's just not something that I'm just a big believer in.
Okay, not a big deal. I mean, in my opinion, I don't think it's a big deal. Well, somebody asked them about – I wonder how the question was phrased.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, 7-on-7 is unrealistic as it gets.
It seems like these guys at this time of the year doing 7-on-7 would be a waste of everyone's
time. It would be. Let's get some live 11-on-11.
Because the 11-on-11s still not really that close
but
to football.
But like Rob was saying, let's get to the point where the quarterback's working the pocket and all those different things. Because in 707, he catches it and holds it. Right. You know, he catches it and holds it. It doesn't feel that pressure.
The linebackers in the secondary also know it's going to be a pass.
Exactly.
So
their ass is getting out of there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
There's no work for the offensive line. There is
I like 707 in training camp because they give you a break.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and that's what it is. And that's fine if you want to work it a little bit here and there. But, like, my thing now at this point is, like, and look, don't – I'm not out there doing it. I couldn't be out there doing it. If I tried to play one play in 11-on-11 or 7-on-7, I would pull something and be hurt for 5 years. But, like, the whole thing is so far removed from actual football anyway.
Yes.
Like, at least 11-on-11 is the right amount of numbers.
Yeah.
Because it's not like anybody's tackling anybody anyway.
That's true.
So at least some of the simulation of a football play is happening.
Yeah.
7-on-7 just seems like it would be
– it's a waste of damn
a
time.
A big waste of time.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion. It is. But it's always been. It's always been there and everything. And you mean tell me that we can add another period of team? Because usually when it's 7-on-7, it's usually one-on-one pass rush.
Okay.
And the defenders are going one-on-one pass rush. Well, you know, it's a pass rush drill. That's why we had a Hudson Houck, legendary offensive line coach. All those years, him and Tony Wise, they were both kind of old line coaches, those great Dallas lines. When they came to Miami, and they were like, okay, it's one-on-one pass rush. They know this. They know this. We know this. All right, so we're going to change it up. We're going to run block their ass and not tell them, because that would give the defensive end the right to just come off the ball and bow you in the chest. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to bow our neck as soon as he comes with that light-ass pass rush and hit him in the chin. So that's why switch up one-on-one pass rush. Switch it up so it allows the offensive tackle and guards to go attack their ass.
Right, because any of those drills –
It's loaded.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's loaded to one side or the other. Yeah. It's going to benefit.
9-on-7. You're running 9-on-7.
Yeah.
And then there's safeties in the 9-on-7 that nobody's blocking. So they're coming out.
Right. Or just like one-on-one receiver corner coverage on the outside. Like such a benefit for one side.
Yes.
Like, again, which is also why stats in practice and video of these things in practice doesn't really tell the full story, but it's all right.
It's all right.
Keep putting it out there. Falcons extend Caleb McGarry to a 2-year deal worth $30 million. They lock him up through 2027. Good for him. I don't know how to answer this one, but I'll ask you anyway. Would you say that Michael Penix has had a good camp so far?
I don't think he's had a bad camp.
Yeah. Seems fine.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad camp.
Yeah, what would it be if it was?
A bad camp.
I know, but how would that happen?
I don't know, because we're not out there all the time.
Yeah.
We're not out there all the time, and you know how I am. I don't believe everything that I read or everything that I see. But as long as you haven't heard he's thrown a whole bunch of interceptions and all those other things, and here comes Abe. Come on, Abe.
One way or the other. But I heard – I don't remember who I heard talking about that yesterday. It was like, do you feel like the Falcons have had a good camp so far? And it's like, well, only one guy that you're counting on for significant production – is hurt, so that's good.
Yeah.
So I'd say that's good. I mean, other than that, though, I have no idea how to judge it. Devon Diablo was very sweaty when he came in here, so it looked like he was working hard.
It was like, raining between the
practices. How the blank would I know whether or not they're having a good camp
or not? Out there.
You know what I mean?
Well, I just want some background. I put that question on there because I was asked by a buddy of mine who covers the Commanders, like, hey, what's Michael Penix looking like? I'm like, how's his camp? I was like, I haven't seen anything that would lead me to believe that quarterback's going to be a major issue right now. But I agree with you. You can't say he's having a great camp because, A, camp doesn't really pretend to the regular season anyway.
We talk about stat casters at training camp. The only stat caster at training camp is Joe, and he's tracking the kickers. So, yeah, I have no clue.
Have you ever seen someone have a great camp?
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever seen someone have a bad camp?
Yeah.
How?
You could tell.
Okay.
Meaning, like, I could always say that I had a great camp. I never had a bad camp, but I've been around teammates that you're like, damn, dog. And then,
they're just in bad
shape.
Okay.
Concentration level isn't there.
Okay.
They're hot. What does Nick Saban say? They had a poor knees and everything like that.
Ah.
Yeah, you can see. You can see.
Okay. We haven't heard anything like that about any of these guys. So, in that sense, then, good camp.
Good camp.
Not great camp.
Good.
Good camp.
Yes.
Maybe it could be great.
I mean, who knows? If you play,
they're not gonna.
Uh oh, did I turn on the TV? What the hell?
I know you turned on the TV.
No, my bad.
You're having a bad camp.
Let me turn that off. I'm having a bad day.
Too many my bads, man.
Yeah, man.
Bad camp. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next. We'll see how if he thinks Georgia's having a good camp so far in their practice. It is so fun to talk about practice. We'll be right back. Talk to Brandon Adams about it.
Hey, how's Georgia camp going?
How's practice? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is a hard one to sing loud in the car with your wife.
Yeah. She might not think too highly of you. Yeah, very, very odd.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. Before we do that, though, Tuesdays at 1:20, mean Brandon Adams joins the show, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. B.A., how are you?
Boy, I'm doing great. Hope you guys are.
Definitely. We're out here at Falcons training camp and enjoying ourselves, and we'll be back out here tomorrow as well. I know fall camp has started for UGA as well, and I saw you talking about how it may be the most intense fall camp of the Kirby Smart era. Why?
Well, the one thing that Kirby's been like hammering now for months, I'm not going back to spring practice, is areas they were deficient a year ago. They want to be better with running the ball, better with stopping the run. Last year, they were outside the top 100 in rushing yards per game, and they were outside the top 30, whatever, in rushing yards allowed per game. So if we think about what is running the ball, what is stopping the run, that is just sort of brute physicality to line of scrimmage. To me, it's just kind of sort of, I guess, basic, what is it, deductive reasoning, is that how you say it? Deductive reasoning that, hey, if this is the area where you got to get better, and if that just comes down to your want to and your willpower than these Georgia camps that are notoriously very tough. And a lot of players will talk readily about that. Well, maybe this one's tougher than they've ever been before, just given the area specifically they're seeking improvement.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a dogfight, B.A. It is toughness because everything you just said, because Georgia's never not ran the football. And Georgia couldn't run the football. They've always stopped the run. They couldn't stop the run. So I know what the hell's going on up there. Saw the coaches' poll, and we know this does not matter. It is just for sake for people to argue about in early August. What was your argument against the – or if you had anything against the coaches' poll?
So I kind of like where Georgia is. And here's the one thing I'll say. I know there's like this conventional wisdom that, you know, the preseason polls are meaningless. But the truth is I think they're more meaningful than people realize. People have this assumption that the preseason poll is bad because we haven't seen any games, and they get better once people see games and react to what people and the voters react to what they see. The truth is I think they actually get worse as the season goes on because there's an overreaction to, well, so-and-so team wins, they move up. So-and-so team loses, they move down. So I think the preseason poll is perhaps more predictive than folks realize. And I think that Georgia being number four in the preseason poll is a pretty good place to be. They came from number five to win the national title in 2021. They came from number three to win the national title in 2022. They're sort of right in between that at number four. I would say it's better, for instance, to be Georgia than, like, say, Alabama that's ranked number eight. You know, LSU came from number six to win in 2019, but a team ranked as low as Alabama, I mean low relatively speaking, going on to, like, say, win the national title, that's something that just doesn't happen very much in college football. So, you know, Georgia is in a spot where we have seen, you know, kind of recent champions come from, or at least come from near there. So from that standpoint, if you're a Georgia fan, I think you mostly take the coaches poll as good news, especially given the criticism of Georgia during the offseason and the fact that now that we have a real preseason poll, in this case, the coaches or their representatives voting for them, they've mostly just shrugged that off. I find that to be semi-meaningful.
What was the criticism? I mean, I heard, like, and we've had and shared questions because I think especially with the quarterback, you just kind of don't know what you're going to get. But what criticism are you talking about?
Well, you've had Paul Feinbaum going pretty hard against Mike Bobo. Going pretty hard against Gunnar Stockton. And a lot of that, when someone like that does this, what he is doing is echoing the sentiment of fans, right? He basically takes fan outrage and sells it back to them. And so there has been a good bit of this. There's also been some sort of, you know, concern trolling out there on the part of some national media types of, you know, are we sure that Georgia's still as talented as they once were? And I'm not necessarily mad that that's happened. But I would say that, you know, from January until now, the sort of online chatter about Georgia has been more negative than this coaching poll vote suggested it probably should have been. Do you not get the sense of that, Andy?
No. I do. I just specifically wanted to hear what you were saying about the criticism, and I get it. I'm with you, too. Like, I think that being right there, I thought they'd be somewhere 3-5. With the roster that they have, but then with the questions at quarterback, I think it all makes sense. When you look at the teams that are around there and you kind of go on through the top 10, maybe you don't have to go all the way to 10, but who are the teams that are easiest for you to talk yourself into? I think it's easy for us to talk ourselves into Georgia, maybe with a little bit of hesitation because of the quarterback. Who are some of the teams that are up there that you find yourself having an easy time talking yourself into?
Okay, so from a gambling standpoint, if you want to think about this from sort of an odds perspective here, I think that the loser of the Ohio State-Texas game is in a really interesting position. A, we haven't seen a preseason number one win the national title since 2017, so at least theoretically the deck is somewhat stacked against Texas. I don't necessarily buy that. But to go back to what I said a moment ago, that once we get into the season, we overreact to results. You know, last year the national champion, Ohio State, had two losses during the year, overcame that. Texas obviously lost to Georgia twice. Somehow they're still the preseason number one here. So big game, about as big a week one game as I can remember seeing in my lifetime. I think it is the first time we've had number one versus number two to begin a season. I really like the loser of that game to see a little bit of a change in odds price and probably a little bit of a spotlight off of them, and yet still very much in the driver's seat as we saw from last year. So, you know, maybe this is a little bit different than what you're thinking, but I would keep my eye on the loser of the Ohio State-Texas game to go on a bit of a run after that, especially Texas. They got, you know, a schedule that's as, you know, soft as a pillow once again here this year. The loser of that game is not out of it by a long shot. And I think that's going to go against what the conventional wisdom will be in the immediate aftermath of that game.
B.A., what percentage do you give Georgia as far as the giving the credit for them being that high? Is it how much of it is Kirby because of the fact that they don't have the quarterback, I think we said 52% of the guys on the roster are first and second year players. So what percentage of the fact that they are ranked so high is because Kirby Smart is the head coach?
Well, I think there's a couple important things to remember is that in the case of Gunnar Stockton, okay, he's a newish quarterback, right. But Ohio State's going to have Julian Sayin. I mean, yep. Let's keep in mind Arch Manning is still technically a newish quarterback too. That when you look at the big games Georgia's going to play this year, for instance, for the most part, at least, you know, from the preseason, you know, obviously by the time those games are played, it's a little bit different. But, you know, the other quarterback on the other side, Tennessee, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas, is just as inexperienced as Gunnar Stockton is. So I think that what the kind of wisdom of crowds, if you buy into this, of the poll voters say, and I think the AP poll when it comes out will express a similar sentiment, is that Georgia is still Georgia. Now, we don't know if that wins the national championship or not, but we've seen Georgia with sort of an unproven new quarterback before. You know, Georgia still has, even with, you know, some of the departures and, you know, navigating transfer portal and things like that, I mean, to the naked eye, Georgia's players still basically look the way they have before. It's a more complicated sport to predict now because the larger playoff brings some randomness into this. But for the most part, this is still a Georgia team that still very looks very much like Georgia. Obviously, Kirby Smart gets some of the credit for that, to go back to your question. But I think this what this shows you is that the kind of microscopic nitpicking of some of the faults of Georgia, especially after its season ended prematurely a year ago, a lot of that was probably just overstated.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Brandon, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate it, B.
Yeah, fun to be with you guys, as always. Thanks,
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. And I think he's right. I mean, that's why Georgia ends up at 4. I mean, they could have been 3. They could have been 2, whatever. There's arguments for all of it. They're dealing with the same kind of struggles of the landscape that everybody is. Like, right. It's a young roster and there's quarterback turnover, but then they also have the same advantages that they've always had, which is not always had, but have had in the Kirby Smart era, which is they're all a bunch of 4 and 5 stars. Like, they're as talented as any other roster. Like, there's only 3 or 4 rosters in America that have the level of blue chip talent that Georgia has, just like every year going back the last 5 or 6 years. Which is why they're always one of the favorites to win the national championship.
But I'm always scared because the whole Texas thing is really throwing me off. Is it because Arch?
What do you mean?
The number one. Why is Texas getting all hyped? Like we said, we beat them twice.
Yeah, I think it is because of Arch. I think that's part of it. And again, they've got tons of blue chip dudes on their roster too. But yeah, I think so. I think it's Arch. I think it's fun to hype up Texas. Yep. You know, I think I don't know, but yeah, I mean you're right. And Brandon brings it up every week. Georgia beat them twice last year. The biggest games of their year last year, they lost to Georgia twice.
Yeah.
And then they beat Arizona State in overtime.
Yes.
And then they lost their next game.
Yes.
Like,
all right.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, all right.
Yeah. It's good to have Ohio State, Texas be 1-2.
God. Texas.
It's good to have Ohio State, Texas be #1 and #2 for the opening game.
By God.
It's more fun that those guys are 1-2.
If it is the #1 rated Texas
Colts. Longhorns.
No, remember, this is not the Texas Colts.
Whoa. Yeah, and last time I checked, and he's a really good coach. I don't think he's a great coach. Sark is still their head coach, right? And he hadn't beat anybody whose roster is equal to the talent of his roster ever. Maybe Bama 2 years ago early in the season. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We will answer anything you got coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on a Tuesday afternoon live in Flowery Branch. We'll be back tomorrow as well.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And by all accounts, we'll be back outside tomorrow. The gates should be open for fans. I know.
Check my weather app.
A bummer for folks who are hoping to watch practice today. They moved into the indoor facility, which means fans couldn't come to practice today, which means we moved inside.
Right.
It's kind of nice to be out of the rain, but should be okay tomorrow. What's your weather app saying?
It's clear when we're on.
All right. There you go. What are we talking about temp-wise?
70s.
70s? All right. Not bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so hopefully we'll see everybody tomorrow that couldn't make it today. The phone lines are open, and there's plenty of lines available at 404-726-0929 if you want to jump on hold and ask us a question here to wrap up the show. We'll start with Wendy in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So here's my question.
All right.
What was your back-to-school must-have when each of you were kids? And Andy, my cousin played the cello in an episode of One Tree Hill.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes.
Now, Randy's the One Tree Hill fan, so
hold
that
on.
Was more for him.
Hold on. You got to put my business out like that.
I think they know.
Yeah.
I think they're familiar. And my wife.
Yes.
And I've seen some of it.
Yes.
I like it, but I'm not as big of a fan as you guys are. But.
I mean, it depends on what you had to have, because I mean, there were so many things I wanted that other kids had. Like, I wanted a Trapper Keeper so bad.
I had a Trapper Keeper one time.
I never got. I just had a binder.
It broke.
Yeah, I had a binder.
It's a total piece of crap.
But like, I got
Trapper Keeper.
Yeah,
I called it.
But that's how mine was, though. Like, the Velcro went out after the first day.
Yeah.
Like, but Mama did her best. She got the best one she could. But I wanted a Trapper Keeper so bad. Everybody knows I wanted a JanSport, but could never have one of those. Name brand shoes. Never.
Did you ever get anything? Like, was there ever a year where you got the thing you wanted?
Yes. And I, like, lost it.
What
I
was
like,
it?
Whoa. Huh?
What was it?
I got some fresh Nikes, man. They were real Nikes.
They weren't the German?
Real Nikes. No, they were real Nikes. Well, you can tell me nothing.
I mean, the fun part that I remember is like a younger kid, like when you get to high school and stuff, I don't remember doing any of that. You just kind of go back and I don't know. We wore like our, I wore my soccer gear, you know, like right. We would wear, you'd wear the sports stuff. But, in elementary school and middle school, my Grammy would always take us back to school shopping. That was always part of – we'd go stay with her for a couple weeks in Spokane because she lived in eastern Washington. And the summers are warmer out there, and they had a pool, so it was like, really fun to go out there and stay with them for a couple weeks. And then she would take us back to school shopping. So it was, you know, whatever you got at the, you know, the Nordstrom Rack and all that. Right. And I'd be ready to go. I'd be ready to go for school looking fresh.
Really? Man, that's all I needed, dog. My mama got me some real Nikes one time. The rest of them, Reebok preseasons.
But every year it changed. And then I think, like, by the time I was in middle school, all I wanted was, like, sports T-shirts, Mariner shirts, Sonics shirts, Husky shirts. That's what I wore. One year I had a Troy Aikman jersey.
Really?
I guess when I was in, like, seventh grade. I don't even remember having it.
Did you ask for it?
I don't know. But it was the school – I wore it to school picture day. So I had a Cowboys Aikman jersey on for school picture day in seventh grade. I don't even remember having a Troy Aikman jersey. Maybe I borrowed it from a friend. I have no idea. I have no recollection. But, yeah, it was all sports by the time middle school came around. Walt is in Atlanta. Hey, Walt.
Hey, y'all. Last question of the week, and I swear I'll leave y'all alone. You guys got to pick favorite 90s crush of all time. I was having this conversation with my brother the other day, and I was like, he was in his barbershop. And basically, you know, everybody was listing all of their favorites, you know what I'm saying, from Kelly Kapowski to, you know what I'm saying, like Laura from Family Matters, all that jazz. But for me, all-time favorite is Topanga from Boy Meets World. Topanga could do no wrong in my eyes.
That's great. That's a really good one.
Yeah, Topanga was – I had to go look her up because I didn't watch Boy Versus World. I didn't watch that.
Meets.
Right, that one too. But, yeah, so I never knew. But that's why I looked her up.
Her story was weird because when the show – like, the first season, she was, like, a real weirdo.
Yep.
Like, they were – I don't even know if there was a love interest or whatever. And then they changed her character. They were like, what we should do is lean into her being good-looking.
Yeah.
Because she was, like – I don't know the right way to describe it, but her character was very unusual. Mm-hmm. And then they made her more normal, and they leaned into the fact that she was attractive. And I think the show got more popular because of it.
Yeah, no
sex sells and all that kind of stuff. But I just think in terms of like, I'm trying – revisionist history, I think, changes some of this stuff. Because I don't remember people feeding Topanga back then.
Right, right.
Like now it's like, oh, yeah, sure. To me, it was Kelly Kapowski. Like that was the one.
Not enough meat. And I wasn't a big dater of crush with people that wore kids.
Oh.
Yeah, just never.
I
mean, I always said mine. Mine was Old Girl from Blossom.
Six.
Yeah, Six from Blossom. She had that wagon and them thighs. I got back like 90s. Like, I thought, you know, because I know there's this new thing where, like, people are revisionist history of, like, old sitcoms. People had a problem with Martin. And I was like, you dumbass broad.
What were they mad about?
Because how him and Pam should crack on each other, right? And I was like, how stupid are you? I had a problem with it. Shut up. All right? I love Pam, and Pam had when she had them great leggings on at one time when they were working out. Goodness gracious, Katina on her.
What were they trying to say? That like
it don't even matter.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay.
It don't even matter. Andy.
People were trying to apply like cultural standards of today to a show that was out in the mid '90s.
Yes. Shut the hell up.
Doesn't seem like the right thing
Shut
to do.
Shut the hell up.
People liked it then.
Yeah,
it was.
Oh my god.
Still popular now when they show it in reruns.
Oh my god. And then Tootie, but when Tootie became like Regine.
Okay.
Yeah,
Abe,
Kelly Bundy,
Christina Applegate,
back in the day,
yeah.
I'll be honest. What was the mom?
Peggy would have got
Peggy, Bundy,
Katie Siegel,
Peggy in them,
in the pumps. Yeah. She's walking around
in the pumps, in the leggings. I mean,
yeah,
she had that that aircraft carrier back there.
Uh huh.
It was flat.
Yeah, there was something.
But it was something about her.
It was something about her.
Yeah,
the big hair.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it was either. Yeah. But okay, good. I'm glad.
She was definitely.
Glad I'm in good company on
that.
She
was definitely Nocitol.
All right, let's do some ones that are less like obvious. Like everyone says Topanga and Kelly and all these ones.
Yeah.
Now we're getting somewhere with the mom in. What about Step by Step Mom? Suzanne Summers.
Yes,
all
the way,
100%,
definitely.
Well, Cosby Show.
I always talk about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Claire?
Yeah, Claire. Claire Huxtable.
Yeah, Claire, yeah, it was amazing.
That one's different, though. I feel that's more. I'm more respectful with that one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like she gets to go out on a date with you.
Yeah, I would have made love to Claire Huxtable. You know what I mean?
Because you remember the pajamas?
Respectfully.
You remember the pajamas they used to wear? I'd wear pajamas for Claire.
Yeah. Yeah. Matching pajamas. Exactly.
Yeah, I wear a top and bottom pajamas, but Claire.
It would have been really romantic.
Yeah, man. It would have been candles and stuff.
With Peggy Bundy, it wouldn't have been romantic at all.
No, Peggy, let's go. Right on that nasty ass couch you had.
Oh, and the neighbor too in that show.
Marcy?
Yeah, her too.
Really?
Both of them.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, I can't.
Let's make it a group thing.
Yeah, no, I could take down Marcy.
Let's swing.
I'm sorry.
Let's get in here.
I'm sorry.
Well, which one? Didn't they switch? After one
did
season?
They?
Yeah, you might want to make sure you're talking about the right Marcy.
No, they switched husbands. You switched husbands.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I'm not interested in
switch husbands. Yeah.
Yeah, Marcy too.
Yeah. I don't know about the Marcy one. I don't know about Marcy.
Yeah, all right. There's probably some more weird ones, but I'll keep them to myself. Ken is in Augusta. Hey, Ken.
Hey, not to sound like a Randy stand or nothing, but you my 79 brother, and you got the same birthday as my mom, 628. So it falls on the same day every year. So question, Randy, do you know what your highest Madden rating was since Madden's about to come out? And if you do, do you ever feel like they kind of shortchanged you on a year? Like, damn, I'm playing better this year than I was that year. Now I should have hanged up.
No,
thank you, Ken.
No, I actually don't. And I never gave a damn because it was never a big thing with us. It just wasn't something that we consumed ourselves with as far as the Madden rating.
We looked it up one time. I think Abe just looked it up. It was really good.
You're 91, man.
Cool.
Yeah, Randy. And I think that year he was like the third highest rated.
I don't know what year this is. Yeah. In this one, you're behind Gates, Gonzalez, Crump, Shock, Heap, and Witten.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. But yeah, I was never because I didn't play.
Who is Aaron Kinney?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
him
I didn't because I didn't play.
Do you remember that name?
Oh, Aaron. He was the big. Aaron?
He was an 88. I don't remember him at all.
Aaron was the biggest tight end to ever play a position tight end. He played for the Titans when they had.
Have you ever heard of him, Buck?
No, I haven't heard of him.
When they had
Frank. 88.
This dude literally was the size of this door right here. But he's a blocking tight end, and I mean, when I tell you he moved the whole side of the line. He moved the whole side of the line. He's like a fireman or something, too. But
really?
Yeah, he was.
That's awesome.
By the way, that was for 07.
That's okay.
Your 07 year.
We did this a few years ago, like during COVID or something like that, and we looked it up. And there was a year where you were like a 93 or a 94 or something like that.
Yeah, cool.
And then we were like, what would we be rated as hosts? Like, what would
that's right.
What would
that's
your Madden rating be as a radio host? Yeah. And then we just gave ourselves 99s.
Yeah.
I think we are. E is in Marietta. Hey, E.
Hey, what's happening? I wondered if there are any phrases that you all hear that annoy you. There are two that I hear at work all the time in the circles that I travel. Okay. One of them is, if somebody's good at their job, they're a real rock star.
All right, Eric, good. What's the other one?
That's one. And the other one, that one annoys me. And the other one I hear a lot is if somebody's about to teach you something or teach a group of people, talk about pouring into you.
That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all.
Oh,
bad imagery. Thank you, E.
Oh, in this business, the G word. Yeah, I just hate that word.
Gauntlet.
Goat.
Goat. Yeah,
I thought you were just talking about Georgia.
No, I hate that.
I thought you just meant great. Everyone calls everything great, but that's fair too.
Goat,
I hate that. In this business, I hate that word.
God, we talk about goats a lot.
Yes.
It's a phrase that I hear sometimes amongst my wife's friends, and I don't know that I can explain it. Tell me if you guys have heard this. I don't know even really how it works, but I'll try. So, like, sometimes you would say, like, I don't know, like you're giving off some kind of vibe, like he's giving off vibes. But now they've just shortened to just say giving. Like, he's giving, I don't know. Like,
serial killer.
Like Abe gives off.
Wait, hold on now. Why's it got to be
Pete Rose vibes? Right. So they would say, he's giving Pete Rose.
What?
It infuriates me.
Who the hell does she hang around with?
I don't know. Young people, maybe. Oh. I don't know who talks like that.
I don't either.
But, like, they're giving this. And I heard it a couple times, and I was like, yeah, and I didn't get it. And then I, in context, heard it a few more times. And I was like, okay, I think I understand what they're saying. I hate that.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I've still heard that with vibes at the end, though.
I hate
but not
that.
Giving
Yeah,
off.
They've stopped saying vibes.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. Yeah.
I hate that as much as I hate when a son of a you-know-what says apps.
Yeah.
Oh, that drives me freaking crazy.
The other one I really don't like is when someone's being talked about as like they're improving or like this team might be good this year and someone refers to them as on the come. Like, oh, they're on. I like their roster. They're on the come. I don't like that term.
Craps.
Huh?
It's a craps term.
It is?
Yes, it is.
It's also a crap term.
Well, no, it's
I don't
not
like
on the
it.
Yeah, it is on the come. Yeah. It, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, fine. Maybe I'm just unfamiliar with the context.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
I hear people say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I got you.
It's giving.
Yes, we understand. We understand.
Something else. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Yes, Allie McBeal was nice.
Allie McBeal?
Yeah. Allie McBeal's one of them weird ones. That's from Brad Sparks.
That's one of the weird ones.
Yes. Fife can be bought by Caleb McGarry. And Russell likes taking sacks. He loves all the sacks.
He's taken so many sacks. Peggy could get it.
Yeah.
You can call Randy sir, but not after it follows yes. Randy passes the time at Falcons training camp by watching his own highlights.
Man was watching.
I probably would too.
So awesome.
And just a reminder, it's a great day being another day closer to death.
According to some.
Sorry.
According to some.
Boy, y'all better damn win.
Yeah, man. Weird act is wearing thin down there on South Beach. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll be back out here at Flowery Branch. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.